Christos Voskras, Vesna Voskras, Christ is risen, truly he has risen. This is Father Basil again doing another podcast. Hope everyone is doing well wherever you're listening from today. And this is near the end of our, getting near the end of our Lenten, of our Easter season. The 40 days are going pretty quickly, and during this Easter time after Easter, we celebrate different Sunday Gospels, and they're quite well known. So the immediate Sunday after Easter, there's the Thomas Sunday. We talk about St. Thomas and the doubting Thomas, and how he doubted that the other apostles had actually seen Jesus. And then we talked about the mirror-bearing women, and they ran away from the tomb when they saw the angel sitting at the tomb, waiting for them. And then, also during these post-festive days, we have with a Samaritan woman that we talked about last week. And then this week coming up, we're talking about the man born blind. That's another gospel that we do after Easter. So all these different Gospels that we do on the Sunday liturgies, have a special meaning because they come after the resurrection of the Lord. They come after Easter Sunday. And these are the Gospels we read between Easter and Ascension. And then, of course, on Ascension Thursday, that is when Jesus ascended into heaven, basically being the end of the Easter season. And then we wait 10 more days until Pentecost. And then we have all the Sundays after Pentecost in our church tradition. And basically going right until Christmas, or even after Christmas, until the Lenten season starts again. So our liturgical calendar has, every year, we go through the same feasts. We go through the same traditions every year that we celebrate after Easter. Now, I talked a little bit about the Samaritan woman in my other podcast and in my homilies and churches. And again, the Samaritan woman is interesting one, because Jesus was a Jew, and Jews did not talk to Samaritans. Samaritans were kind of like ostracized from the Jewish people, because Samaritans were Jews who had intermarried with other races, with pagan cultures. So Samaritans were partly Jewish, but they had intermarried with other cultures, so they were not full Jews anymore. They were considered pagans by the Jewish people. And that Jesus would actually talk to this woman was amazing by itself. But he also gave her the knowledge that he was, of course, the Messiah, the Son of God, and that he was there to bring people to salvation. And she was very much receptive to his message, and so were the people of her town that he was in. And they all came and met him to hear his message, to hear his words of salvation. And that kind of gives me some thoughts about, do we listen to Jesus's message today? And if we do listen to Jesus's message, why are we not acting upon it? You know, many of us may just go to church and just, you know, go through the motions. You know, say, oh, I can't wait to get out of here and do my own thing on a Sunday or Saturday whenever I go. And I have, you know, all these different duties I have to do, and I got these family commitments, and I want to relax, and I want to do other things. You know, oftentimes our minds are not focused on God the way they're supposed to be during our divine liturgy and during our prayers that we do. You know, and it's this very, very unfortunate that happens. And, you know, with this Samaritan woman was very, very focused on Jesus. She didn't say things that were meaningless to him or think that his words were meaningless to her. She really took his words to heart. She really reflected upon her own life. She reflected upon, you know, her five marriages and the man that she was living with. And she reflected upon what was really important in life. What we're supposed to reflect on when we reflect on Jesus' message to us. And again, sometimes we are so preoccupied with other things in our world. We are preoccupied with work, with family, with relaxation, with money, with you know, getting the necessities of life. And there's nothing wrong with, you know, focusing on those things for what has to be done. You know, we have to work for a living. We have to get money. We have to do these things to survive in the world. So again, there's nothing wrong with that. But at the same time, we have to also prioritize our relationship with Jesus Christ. And take time every morning, afternoon, and evening. You know, it might just take a few minutes a day. And just reflect upon what are we doing that day? Where are we heading towards for our salvation? You know, we don't often think about that. Because, again, the devil tries to tempt us to forget about God. The devil tries to tempt us to say that we don't need God in our lives, that somehow we can live without God, that we are the important ones in this world, that we are the ones that need to be put on a pedestal, that everything is about us. It's about our own selfish needs. And that's certainly not what Christ has asked us to do. You know, he wants us to reflect upon how we can be more humble to God, how we can be more obedient to God, how we can be more self-giving instead of self-serving. You know, there's a difference between someone who's self-giving, who is always there for other people, who is always able to, you know, leave what they're doing and help someone at a moment's notice, rather than someone who's self-serving, that only cares about their own needs, that only cares about what they want in life. And there's a huge difference between those two different types of people, personality types. And this is what Jesus wants us to think about. He wants to think about, are we only worried about our own needs? Are we only worried about what we want in life? Or are we, you know, caring about other people? Do we care about how other people feel, what they are doing in life? You know, there's a big, big, big difference between the two. And, you know, the Samaritan woman that we talked about last Sunday, she had to make that decision too. Like, again, we don't know the entire story between why she was married five times and why she was living with someone who was not her husband. We don't know the whole story. But obviously, Jesus was asking her to reflect upon her relationships, to reflect upon her relationship with her, you know, close friends and family and those that she lived with, and her relationship with God. You know, was it a pure relationship? Was it holy? Was it self-giving or self-serving? That's something I think we all have to ask ourselves in our relationships. Are they self-giving or self-serving? And Jesus wants us to reflect upon our relationships in life. He wants us to reflect upon what we have done and what we are going to do in the future. This is something very, very important for us to remember. And again, Jesus is not necessarily, he's not judging us for, our sinfulness right away. You know, he's giving us an opportunity to repent over and over and over again. He's giving us that opportunity to make things right and to turn back to God, to turn back to our Savior, Jesus Christ, to give him, you know, to give our souls a chance for eternal salvation. So that's something I think we all need to think about. As we reflect upon the story of the Samaritan woman, as we reflect upon our own relationships in our lives, are we self-giving or are we self-serving? God bless you. Have a great day.